Welcome to the Greg Grant Show. I'm your host, Greg Gentry. Today we'd like to talk to you a little bit about securitization and how it affects everybody's lives in the United States and other countries around the world. Our country is supposedly the land of the free, home of the brave, and it's really the land of the enslaved and home of the ignorant. And for all you guys said, oh, he's not a patriot, you know, well, let me explain something to you, you ignorant bastards. This is the deal. You better open up your eyes and wake up, because you have been enslaved since birth. And biblically speaking, and I'm not religious, I'm very spiritual, but religiously speaking, for those Bible thumpers, okay, or any other denomination for that matter, that applies to you as well, is that a lot of your biblical texts are basically symbolic of what's really going on in the world today. And it's if you look, you'll be able to see what has happened in the past. You'll be able to determine what's going to happen here in the present, and is happening in the present, and will happen definitely in the future. The key to this, though, is there is a remedy that is outlined in those texts as well. And the issue to what we're dealing with is debt. You're born into debt, and debt is synonymous with sin. Everyone was born into sin, and that being synonymous, everyone's born into debt. And the issue here, too, is that you cannot comprehend it, because you have been propagandized, or information has been passed from your parents, and they have received it from their parents, and so forth and so on. It went from your great-great-great-grandparents all the way down to the individual, and as far as how the system actually works. And what's happening is the system has everybody in bondage. And everybody says, no, I'm free. Well, hell no, you're not free, because here's why. Everything that you do in your life every day is performance on either your mortgage, when you pay on your mortgage, your car payment, your insurance, your cell phone bills, your DirecTV, Dish Network, cable bills, even your citizenship, your driver license account. Everything is securitized. A bond is written to secure the performance of those accounts. And this right here is basically the problem, is that you guys that are still operating within the system have not paid attention to Revelation 18:4, which basically states, come out of her, my people, lest you be afflicted of her plagues. Some writings and derivatives will be, come out of Babylon, my people, lest you be afflicted of her plagues. Well, come out of her. What the story of Hosea and Gomer, pre-Jesus, God told Homer, look, you know, Hosea, he said, listen, he said, I'm distraught. My people have strayed from me. I want you to go get them back. And so he goes and attempts to no avail. And God realizes that Hosea didn't understand what it was like to lose someone that he loved so much. So he instructed Hosea to marry the whore Gomer. And he fell in love with her, and she strayed from him by receiving material things, worshiping false idols like gold, fine linens, nice sandals, necklaces, you name it, anything material. And basically the products of the merchants operating in commerce who were making profit for Caesar, for example, not necessarily at the time, but my point is that the rulers at the time of those kingdoms, and the same thing happened with Rome, same thing's happening with us now, is that we're being moved from out from underneath God's law and to operate under man's law and worship false idols. And it's no longer necessarily gold and fine linens and nice sandals and so forth, but it's PlayStations and your next new smartphone and your next new BMW or your big house, trying to keep up with the Joneses and things like that. But it's all material bullshit, and the times have changed, but the problem keeps moving forward because everybody is moving away from God's law and is operating under man's law. And it was stated better when the followers of Peter asked, does your master, speaking about Jesus, does he not pay taxes to Caesar? Well, of course he does. Everybody does. And over here in this, Jesus tells Peter, he says, hey, come here. And checks Peter and says, don't be telling him that. I do not support man's law. It is subordinate to that of God. And not understanding how this was happening, Jesus realized and says, pull a coin out of your pocket. And he does, and he says, whose picture is on it? Well, Caesar, of course. We'll give it back to him. Still not understanding, Peter either scratched his head or rubbed his head or scratched his ass. One way or another, Jesus realized that he wasn't getting it. So he said, look, cast your line into the sea. And when you catch a fish, and keep in mind, Peter was a commercial fisherman. When you cast your line and you pull in a fish, there'll be a coin in his mouth. Now, for all you guys that think that that is a literal scenario, that there was a coin in his mouth, you're just a lost soul and you are never, ever going to be able to pass that camel through the eye of a needle and find your way to the kingdom of heaven because you are just blinded by ignorant 900-year-old writings that were written 900 years after the death of Jesus, most of which did not actually walk with Jesus. Unlike Timothy. But anyway, the issue here was that what Jesus was trying to convey to Peter is you're a commercial fisherman operating in commerce, and you will render under Caesar what is Caesar's while in Rome. Meaning that if you're going to operate in commerce, catching fish commercially for the purpose of resale, you're going to pay for the privilege of selling Caesar's fish. You understand? See, so there's no coin physically in the mouth. It was an analogy. It was, it was a parable he was trying to explain to Peter and educate him through and exercise his brain. That you are with a skilled trade and all you need, God provides everything that you need and you don't need to operate under man's law. Well, the same thing held true with the story of Hosea is that when Hosea tried to bring all these people back under God's law and out from underneath man's law, they were just telling Homer or Hosea that they say, hey, look, you're just jealous because you can't afford these nice sandals. You're barefooted. You're a potter and you barely sell any pottery. And he said, well, I've got everything I need. God provides for me. I'll sell a few pots and pieces of pottery here or there. I'm able to eat. I've got a roof over my head. And yeah, well, look at it. It's a little grass mud hut. But it wasn't the material things that had him. It was the faith that operating outside of God's law was bad, and that to operate underneath his law and outside of man's law was better than having the material false idols to worship. And so the issue we're going to discuss about securitization is that you got to come out of the system. You cannot operate and attach yourself as a surety or guarantor to the account that is in deficit that has you in bonded servitude. And this is what's happening with sovereignty. Our sovereignty has been eroded at the state level. The United States is basically, the people have given up sovereignty to the states. The states have given it up to the United States. The United States has given it up to the United Nations. And so you've got to reverse that. And then everybody says, well, you're just one of those, one of the guys that want to restore the republic. Well, that's absolutely a fallacy because you're still going to have someone govern you under a republic. So I'm not for a democracy or a republic. As a matter of fact, I would be more apt to fall under a monarchy. And people say, I'm not going to have a king tell me what to do and collect it. Well, you're right. I'm talking about everybody being their own kings and queens and over their own domains outside of what we are, what's called the zoning improvement plan, which is a federal district that extends outside of the 10 square miles of the District of Columbia. And so that zip code, ZIP, that you have is a zoning, is part of a zone, and it is an acronym for Zoning Improvement Plan. And you've got domestic and non-domestic, and the Domestic Mail Services Manual will explain that there is a foreign jurisdiction within this United States, America, not the unincorporated states. And what's happened is they've tried to keep people from exercising their rights that knew about what they were doing, and keep the people who were ignorant out of the know, so they had no idea what was going on. Because if they really knew what was happening across the country, this would not be an issue of Republican, Democrat, or a Green Party, or a third party, or neutral party, whatever you want to call it. But what they've done is they've basically divided the population through religion, sexual orientation, political affiliation, so forth and so on, so that we're at odds. Because if you take a stick and you can break it, well, take those two pieces and try to break them together. It's a little bit harder. And then if you do, take those four pieces and try to break them. And together, you are stronger. And individually, they will break you. And I have a firsthand experience with that, having spoken for years under the talk show Remedies in Commerce. It was important for me to bring out this information in light of recent incidents that happened with me on a securitization issue, and I'll get into that later. But that was pretty much the purpose of the call and the birth of a new podcast to wake the people up. Because this division, you have a bunch of idiots running around out there. You got radical left, radical right. And the issue is, guys, they are sitting there laughing their sick heads off at your ignorant asses, because you're fighting amongst yourselves while Uncle Sam is giving it to you all the way to the nuts every day. And so if you allow him, Uncle Sam, to continue to bend you over and pile drive you, then you deserve to be the prostitute, debtor, slave on the plantation that you are. And what's funny is that the blacks and the whites, they still are at odds with each other, you know, which is insane, because they've created a racial division between those races there. And it goes back to the Civil War, for example, about slavery. Well, look, there's plenty, what they're not telling you, and what the Democrats and the black Democrats are failing to realize is that there was a lot of southern states that knew this was not about a race issue. Now, granted, I'm not saying that, I'm not advocating for slavery, okay? But I do know that there was substantial amounts of plantation owners who purchased slaves for the sole purpose of freeing them. And those freemen were given property, jobs, and were even made beneficiaries to the estates of those plantation owners. And those black families today still own and run those companies. Because without them at the time, the labor that was being provided, the plantation owners would never have succeeded in growing those companies like they did. And they knew this, and they passed it on, or percentages of that company on. So they also were informed and educated by those plantation owners about the true meaning behind the rebellion. And so that issue was that your founding fathers are British, and your attorneys are esquires to the crown, which is British Accreditation Regency. So that was a big con on the American people. And basically, that's why you have New England, for example. Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, It's the writing's on the wall, people. And if you don't wake up and do something about it and you keep turning a blind eye, I hope Uncle Sam tears your ass apart, because that's what he's doing. And they're laughing about it. So instead of fighting amongst yourselves, you need to wake up, educate yourself, and come together and do something about this, because we're coming down to another civil war. And this time it's going to make that little civil war that happened in the 1860s look like a little school ground scrap. It's going to be bad this time. So, and I can promise you that. It's going to be to a level that you can't even comprehend right now. And a lot of the population is going to die off. And not necessarily by the hand of each of the factions. It's going to happen because they're going to have to shut off water, shut off power, the infrastructure, your cell phones and all that. And people are going to commit suicide. People are going to start killing each other. And they are also going to kill off the population too. And they're killing two birds with one stone. They're profiting from all of this, and at the same time reducing the population control, by introducing crap into your water and your food. So basically, you have to ask yourself this: the attachment came through birth. You're born into debt. But how? Because for you to enter into an obligation of debt, you have to be of age to contract. And so someone else did it. Parents Patria basically allowed your parents to sign for your Social Security card. All right, well, look at it like this. If you filed an SS-521 or SSA-521 and get a copy of the original Social Security application, or application for Social Security number, obviously this thing was done prior to you, most people, was done prior to you reaching the age of majority. So if that's the case, then what are they doing business with a minor? So again, action speaks louder than words. So what's going on here is that your failure and your performance, okay, is an implied contract. Now, that doesn't make that contract void, because by implication, by your actions or inactions of failing to come out of that contract or throw it into dispute, allows it to keep moving forward. But it doesn't mean the contract is not voidable. Now, once you determine that a contract is voidable at the time of its inception, now you can bring an action to void that contract. And there's some procedures that you need to go through to get that done. And we have a mentoring program that we've had for over a decade. And that information can be made in detail with the paperwork and steps and stuff. You just have to contact us through email. But you first have to understand, and a lot of people understand something's happening to them out there. You're walking around and you feel a poke. Whoop, and you turn around. Was that Uncle Sam trying to stick it in me? Okay. Or what was that? And every time you feel that poke, something's going on. Your brain's telling you, hey, something ain't right about this system. I just don't know what it is. It's symbolic of Neo, knowing about the Matrix, feeling it, not necessarily knowing it. And that's why he followed the White Rabbit. Because he wanted to know. Trinity told him, you feel it. You don't know what it is, but you feel something. And a lot of the public feels it. They know something's going on, but they're too busy through this structure that running rat races for work. By the time that they get done with work to be able to sustain themselves, they're too mentally and physically exhausted to do research and everything. Oh, yeah, listen, I get it. I've been through it. But the fact remains is I'd rather be tired and studied than relaxing while Uncle Sam's bending me over. Because it's not like, hi, honey, I'm home. Uncle Sam's always with you. You know, so you can, hi, honey, I'm home, spend some time with the wife and the kids. But you bet your ass that you guys together need to devote some time. If you devote time on Wednesdays and Sundays or Saturdays to go to some man-made temple of worship, you can make time to educate yourself on what's going on in the world. You think you know, but you do not have a clue what's happening. Now, those bonds written to secure the performance of your, of these various accounts, including citizenship, marriage, driver license account, credit card account, school, education, and so forth and so on, are sold and are being traded on the open market, especially mortgages. People, this is what we've been dealing with Remedies in Commerce. You get into a mortgage, party brings a claim against you in foreclosure, which is ridiculous itself, because they're bringing a foreclosure action. That tells you right there has never been closure to start with. Oh, it's about time we've closed. So when those, when they're telling you your loan's approved at a mortgage situation, basically what they're telling you is that you, we found an investor to purchase your note. Now, the contracts are still there, and that's what they're bringing a foreclosure action based on, the contracts. But the contracts is the dog, and the tail must follow the dog, which is your note. And when the note and the contracts are separated, then there's a defect in the chain of title, because they are no, the parties that are attempting to enforce a note that they do not have an interest in any longer exhibits the defect. And an affidavit of securitization and a security securities analysis on that account, that mortgage account, is all that's needed to be able to rectify and effectuate a motion to dismiss under Rule 17 for ratification and commencement, because federal rules state that all actions shall be styled in the name of the party of interest, same with the state. And if the mortgage lender is has sold that note, then they've lost their rights to collect or speak for speak on behalf of that account. So they're not a party of interest. At best, they're a servicer. So the true investor, the true party of interest would be the investors in the mutual fund. Now, likewise, a ticketing agency, a driver license account is a speculation account, which is subpar for investment purposes until that account is actually sold and being performed on. Then it is it would be an investment-grade security at that point. And for the sake of this conversation, if an average account, DMV account, yields 3 tickets per year at, with an average of $150 a piece, that's a $450 a year speculation account. And those accounts are pooled together and sold to an investor who subsequently sells in, and those end up in a mutual fund. All right? And so you have to ask yourself, when those obligations of debt, because a bond is created to secure the performance of you getting 3 tickets for that year, and if you don't, then that bond has not, that bond in that mutual fund itself is not performing because of the not meeting speculation. And the investor is going to come back to the party who sold it to him, the state, and say, hey, look, you sold us a $450 speculation account, but this thing's only producing 300, basically 2 tickets instead of 1. Now, mind you, people may get 1 ticket. People might not get any tickets. People might get 3 or even 10, but the average, let's say, is 3. But that $450 speculation account is not producing the $450 that they anticipated when they marketed that to their investors. And so what they'll do is they'll contact the state, and the state does what? Inside trades. That's exactly what they do. Inside trading, son of a bitches, because they'll contact the ticketing agencies, and what do they say? Increase the ticket quotas. Well, that's manipulating the performance of the fund. You see? And so all this has been going on, and it's been going on for a long time. But you're too ignorant because you're playing with your goddamn PlayStations and playing with your smartphones and all your little apps on there while Uncle Sam is back there just drilling the hole. Now, if you like to be that prostitute, and that's what makes you a patriot, then stay the patriot. Stay the prostitute, debtor slave on this plantation that we know of as the United States of America, Incorporated. This is what the South knew and was trying to prevent. And this is what you have to understand, is that if you continue to allow that, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. But people are waking up. Millions of people are waking up and have been over the past few years. And there is a way to rectify this problem. From time to time, we'll have podcasts that basically lay out some of the steps in detail of what we're talking about, because it's an A through Z process, and I'm only giving you bits and pieces for the, you know, time permitting on this podcast. But there is a remedy to rectify all these problems. And for instance, this DMV account, if it's sold and the state is no longer a party of interest, then why are you having to pay for a ticket? Because what these individuals do is the money, the proceeds, this is what you have to ask yourself, the proceeds that they receive from selling those securities to the investor are held in an account. And when those securities are pooled, they themselves invest that money they're holding, the proceeds from the sale of those securities, they invest it into that same mutual fund that they control the performance of. And they earn interest income off of their investment. So why aren't they paying the damn tickets? That's what it's supposed to be used for. They're stealing your money. So they're getting interest income off of your obligation to pay, and they're receiving the payment on the ticket at the same time. So again, cell phone bill, $100 a month. 2-year contract, that's a $2,400 speculation account. A bond is written equal to or greater than that $2,400 and is sold with other like accounts to an investor who ultimately sells and causes to be pooled those investments into an investment fund. Now, Verizon or AT&T take the funds from selling those accounts, selling those obligations of debt. They take those funds and invest them in that same mutual fund or that same investment fund and receive interest income on it at the same time as they get that $100 a month. So not only are they getting the $2,400 after the 2-year contract period has elapsed, they're also getting the interest income on it. So this is how you're setting debt off. Pay yourself out of what you owe me. Because if you sold my obligation, it's called windfall monetization. And it's unjust enrichment, people. You're just giving the money away. Well, hell, look at it like this. Come out of the system. There's no reason why you need to operate as an individual through a transmitting utility known as a straw party or a man of straw or an ons legis, a legal fiction by definition, a legal fiction. And if people say, oh, you're talking about the all caps name, you're one of those sovereign citizen some bitches. No, listen, that's an oxymoron. Don't call me a sovereign citizen. I'll slap that shit right out of your mouth. That's an oxymoron. Can't be sovereign and citizen at the same time. Can't be sovereign and be have an obligation of debt, be a surety or guarantor to an obligation of debt. Can't happen. You've basically waived that sovereignty when you've done that. And that's what's happened. But your representatives have done that on your behalf without your consent or knowledge. And even if they didn't do that because you knew about it, you're falling in that 49 percentile that is voted out by 1% that swings the vote that says we're going to do it this way. You don't want to pay taxes, but then over here you got 51% saying, oh, well, we need to do it to grow the infrastructure. Now, what about the interest income that's being made on all this shit? There's plenty of money. The money that they make off interest income could cover the roads and potholes and all the other shit they build, the bridges and everything else, and you never even have to pay taxes, raise gas taxes, or anything else to cover it. It's ridiculous. And they're laughing their sick heads off at you because you're ignorant. You like being a prostitute. You like to give old booty call to Uncle Sam. Well, that's right. But for those of you who are tired, pull that thing out and come out of her, Revelation 18:4. It starts with your realization that something's happening. You got to first know something's happening, realize it. You don't know what it is, but you realize it. Once you're told and you know what's happening, now you need to know what to do about it. Once you know what to do about it, or what's happening to you, how they're doing it to you, you need to know what to do about it. And then from there, you need to know, get it done. Get this, get it processed. Get yourself out. And you got to come back in again and shift the liability over to another party so that you're not a surety or guarantor. We can show you how to do that. So for all you guys that are interested in that, I'll give you a little quick, you've heard of 501c3. We'll look at 508c1a of the IRS code, Title 26, United States Code, annotated. Imagine that. So anyway, I appreciate your time. And if you guys have questions or comments or whatever, I appreciate constructive criticism. It doesn't bother me. Give me an email. It's gentrygreg350@gmail.com. That's gentrygreg350@gmail.com. I'd be more than happy to answer some questions for you. Constructive criticism, want to call me and tell me to fuck off, I'm crazy, this, that, and the other, that's fine too. You know what I mean? Prostitute. But for those of you who are truly seeking the truth and want to understand what's being done and how to keep us from going to into another civil war, killing off each other without even understanding truly why it's happening, contact me. We'll enlighten you. And with that, I'll leave you guys and have a good afternoon. See you on the next podcast.